Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 10 Term 2 Staff podcast. To start off, a very wise person, namely Caitlin Cole, told me the other week, which is faster, hot or cold? The answer is hot, because it's really easy to catch a cold. Moving forward, I just want to think back on what happened in the previous week. Obviously, we had the dance production, continuing senior student exams have been going on. And I just want to acknowledge the fact that there are a number of staff who are really struggling with personal issues, illness, operations, and things obviously impacting on their work. And I want to acknowledge the fact that we understand the fact that they are finding life difficult at the moment, and that we are, as a team, wanting to support all of you. We're also struggling with a range of tragedies over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and I just want to reiterate that we need to look after each other during this coming week, but also over the holiday period until we get back together for term three. Moving forward, we have obviously got a strike action with the AEU on Monday. There's a range of staff that have indicated to me that they are not striking. So what I do need is for those staff to meet in the staff room by 8:30 Monday morning. You'll need to physically sign on to a sheet, and I'll need to hand that sign-on sheet through to my education director as proof that those staff were working on that day. We'll have some discussions about what it is that those staff are getting on with during that day, and then it'll be full staff back and obviously students for an 8:30 start meeting, with the students starting at 8:45 Tuesday morning. There's obviously Stage 2 exams happening all week. The Stage 2 exams that are scheduled for Monday will run as normal at the Port Lincoln Hotel. Thank you to those staff that have organised, obviously, the writing and preparation for those exams, but also the running of those exams by the senior school staff team. At this point, we plan to finish school at 2:20 on Friday. Obviously, we don't know funeral dates at this time, so we may need to alter some finishing days and times once we get funeral dates. And I'll let you know of any changes to the school timetable once I know those dates and have had a discussion with the exec leadership and also our education director. I just want to give you some forward dates. I just want to confirm that Monday the 9th of September has been confirmed as our student free day for term three. That's obviously focusing on SACE improvement, and the leadership team are well entrenched in some professional learning facilitated by Leslie and Steve Glacken, and that will continue early into term three, and then we'll really become definite about the focus for each faculty around SACE improvement. But it will certainly be around the performance standards and how they impact on the learning tasks that we are offering Stage 1 and Stage 2 students. The Friday before that, the 6th of September, we'll have a school closure. That's been something that we have done for many years now, and that will be straight after our subject counselling process during that week. So families and students will have a four-day weekend at that point of the year. And to finish off, Amy O'Brien has given me a bit of a laugh. She's a regular contributor. I have a pen that can write underwater, and it can also write other words too. Have a lovely week, everybody.